That's right. Thank you very much. It is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge.
Inviting you to the Days of 76 Rodeo and all the other activities, parades, and a whole lot more. It's the 102nd annual Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota, July 21st through the 27th. Sunday, July 21st is a PRCA steer roping, PRCA rodeos, at 7 p.m. the 24th through the 27th. For more information, go to daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy magazine. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to us for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style. Once you see the content, check them out at tsln.com. It is what ranchers read.
Summer is moving right along. You need to plan your next adventure in Cherry County, Nebraska. How about the Nebraska Star Party coming up starting July 28th? Check it out at Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies Park. Check that out and all the other things to do by going to visitvalentine.com. Cherry County, Nebraska. Major League pitching veteran Bob Welch died at the age of 57, and here's a poem that was written about him from 1978. It was written by Jules Lowe, an AP special correspondent in that year of 1978. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Yankees in L.A. The score stood 4-3, two out, one inning left to play. But when Dent slid safe at second and Blair got on at first, every screaming Dodger fan had cause to fear the worst. For there before the multitude, ah, destiny, ah, fate, Reggie Jackson, mighty Reggie, was advancing to the plate. Reggie, whose three home runs had won the year before, Reggie, whose big bat tonight fetched every Yankee score. On the mound to face him stood the rookie, young Bob Welch, a kid with a red-hot fastball, Reggie's pitch, and nothing else. 50,000 voices cheered as Welch gripped the ball in mitt. 100,000 eyes watched Reggie rub his bat and spit. "Throw your best pitch, kid, and duck," Reggie seemed to say. The kid just glared. He must have known this wasn't Reggie's day. His first pitch was a blazer. Reggie missed it clean. 50,000 throats responded with a Dodger scream. They squared off, Reggie and the kid. Each knew what he must do. And seven fastballs later, the count was 3-2. No shootout on a dusty street out here in far west could match the scene. A famous bat, a kid put to the test. One final pitch. The kid reared back and let the fastball fly. 50,000 Dodger fans gave forth one final cry. Ah, the lights still shine on Broadway, but there isn't any doubt. The Big Apple has no joy left. Mighty Reggie has struck out. A little baseball for you here in midsummer into July already. That was from 1978, again by Jules Lowe, who was an AP special correspondent.
Not sure of the author of this one, but I cannot change the way I am. I never really try. God made me different and unique. I never ask him why. If I appear peculiar, there's nothing I can do. You must accept me as I am, as I've accepted you. God made a casting of each life, then threw the mold away. Each child is different from the rest, unlike as night from day. So often we will criticize the things that others do, but do you know they do not think the same as me and you? So God, in all his wisdom, who knows us all by name, he didn't want us bored. That's why we're not the same. Okay, Mike, now I've got something what not to say to a police officer. This came from Area 51, and we've done a few of these in the past, but I came across some more. For example, what not to say to a police officer. What? You need a license to drive?
Yes, I know my driving is not 100%, but you have to agree that it's still pretty good for someone who is completely drunk.
Oh, no. Don't say this to an officer. Can you come back in 5 minutes? I'm in the middle of a telephone conversation.
Boy, they don't like that anymore, do they?
Nope.
All right. What not to say to a police officer? Do I have any fruits or vegetables? I don't know. Is cocaine a fruit or vegetable?
That's going downhill. $100 fine. Well, I think George Washington can change your mind.
All right, folks, if you have something to share with The Good Stuff, we appreciate hearing from you. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for The Good Stuff.